If Brazilians aren't feeling too chipper about their footballing prowess right now, they could reinvest their fervour in the rise of Rio de Janeiro artist Helio Otisica. Despite the fact that he died in 1980, the reputation of the artist who was involved with the Tropicália movement has continued to grow. To celebrate a debut Irish show of his work, the Irish Museum of Modern Art is hosting a participatory festival of food and fun, which includes an outing from The Hare, a cafe-cum-artwork from artist Fiona Halnan and raw food chef Katie Sanderson. Culturefile walked the grounds of Imma with Halnan to taste the art and savour the Kilmainham Tropicália.
So we're walking over now to a structure that Michelle Darmody and I christened the Concrete Tiki, which we then gave as a name to the whole food programme for this festival in Imma. The festival summarising was set up because there's an exhibition launch at the moment for a Brazilian artist called Helio Otisica. He was a Brazilian artist working in the 70s who used to do a lot of participatory art, so things like costumes and getting members of the public involved. So Imma then wanted to kind of mark that occasion and just celebrate summer by having a festival that was all about participatory art. So they invited people to program food, music and a visual art festival called Gracelands by Vary Claffey. So there's a whole kind of range of different events going on over two weekends. And the food that's being served is to complement that. And it's sort of crossing boundaries in that the people that we've invited to do food are, by and large, not necessarily running cafes themselves. They might have been people that previously made art or are still making it alongside this or do food things on the side. So the idea is to show, I suppose, more of a blurred line between people that make things with art but also make things with food, and sort of suggesting that these things don't need to be so segmented. Like, the artist that's being shown here didn't seem to make art in that way, didn't seem to have a strong sense of this is fine art and this is design or this is a performance. Everything was happening together and at the same time, and I think that that's a really more real representation of how most artists work. My background is as an artist, a visual artist, and I also work with audio work and usually in collaboration with musicians. But I've always had a big interest in cooking, and 4 years ago I started organising yoga retreats that had a very healthy kind of emphasis on making healthy food fun and exciting and seasonal and local as well. So through that, I was invited last October to do the food part of a exhibition to mark the 1913 lockout in Temple Bar Gallery called The Workers' Cafe. So I did some research on the 1913 lockout and read that in 1913, a ship called The Hare had come from the UK to bring food to the workers that were striking in Ireland. So I wanted to kind of represent that by making food for the artists that were working in Temple Bar Gallery that was, as I saw it, the kind of most nutritious and filling, but also viable and local plate that you could possibly imagine, which was where we came up with the idea of the 3-in-1 for it, this plate with salads and dips and bread. So The Hare was a collaboration with Katie Sanderson, who I'd been sort of working a little bit with, who's an incredible chef who comes from a raw food background and has been running Living Dinners and also runs a temporary restaurant in a boat shed in Connemara right now with Jasper O'Connor called Dillisk. And so Katie became the sort of main chef for The Hare, but we developed all the ideas for the menu together and would cook together. So The Hare took on this sort of life of its own and then was invited to participate in this programme in Imma as well. I really wanted to get some artists to construct a specially designed building that was both, or structure really, that was both practical but also celebratory as well of young artists making work in Ireland and kind of cross the line between art and design. So it's an artistic object, definitely, but it has a functional purpose as well. And we gave them a kind of a brief but then allowed the artists to work away with it. We wanted to use a material that was really, really functional, which is the concrete, but then make something that was really, really fun and sort of festive. So that's the idea of tiki. And one of the things that we wanted to sort of show and mark in Irish art right now is this idea of the kind of meeting of things that are concrete, so things that are functional and practical and necessary, with things that are tiki, so the things that are celebratory and festive. So working with what you have around you to make something that's actually really wonderful and exciting. So we're just walking over to the tiki hut now, and as you can see, it's built from mainly a wood base with a birch plywood surface, and then these sort of scaffolding-like props, which I think are called acro props. But we asked to have this surface of polished concrete, so it's safe and good for serving food on as well. I really think that there's a mix between, for me, it being representative of something that exists sort of in parallel to my practice, which is a real interest in food and cooking and organising events. But then there's also little opportunities within it to collaborate with interesting people, like Katie, for example, but then also these incredible artists who built the structure that we had here, or using it as well as a platform to learn things, such as learning how to screen print to create our aprons and cards, or to invite really interesting other artists to come and simply work with us so that we have time to spend together. And then I suppose there's another aspect to it as well, which is that the ticket sales for this project allowed us to pay for the materials to build that structure. So there's a kind of facilitative process going on where people need to buy food. So perhaps if you can get them to buy food, they will end up paying without even realizing it for another type of art form. My artwork has always been participative, and it's both the kind of just natural part of my life, but also something that I find really interesting. I find collaboration really, really exciting with people because it offers an interesting mix of constraint, but also unknown possibilities.
Fiona Hallinan there, and if you want to find out more and even have a hand in the art through eating something delicious, Summer Rising is at Imma in Kilmainham again this weekend, where, among other food events, Michelle Darmody of hipster carbs merchant The Cake Cafe will be curating the offering at the Concrete Tiki from noon.